honored to host this. But there's an old tune, we're not going to sing it, because I'm not going to test your age. It's an old song that says, what's that guy's name? See, I'm turning 60 now. Yeah, that's it, Deb, you'll sing. There's an old tune that says, we've come this far by faith. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, leaning on His holy word. He's never, he's never failed us yet.
He never will.
He says, can't turn around. I can't turn around. Because I've come this far by faith.
That's right.
Now, every one of you have come this far by faith.
That's right.
And you trusted in the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
And there's a call on your life.
Yes.
A call that lift. Guess what? We're back together.
Hallelujah.
And we're blessed to hear you tonight. We're blessed to hear our President Eugene Weaver. But this weekend is designed of God for us just to reconnect with one another. Right? To reconnect with one another and spend some time worshiping. Amen. So we're going to sing some songs. Some of you may know and some of you don't. It's just like regular church. The words are up there. How about if you don't know? God bless you. There we go. Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll get some hands.
Yeah.
There is power.
upon your heart. No, not death, no, not hell will ever rip us apart. No, not death, no, not hell will ever rip us apart. No, not death, no, not hell will ever rip us
Thank you.
Spirit, come.
Lord, in this place, in our lives, you are welcome, Lord. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we love you, we worship you, we glorify you, we magnify you, Lord. We worship you, we worship you.
Make me whatever. help make this your prayer tonight.
In the soil I now surrender.
Like, oh, Lord, Spirit of God, speak to us tonight.
Yeah.
Spirit of God. Nothing but your presence.
We are all becoming God. We are the Lord God of God.
Are we alive in Christ? Well, it is so good to see everyone face to face and not through the great technology. We love the technology. We use it where we can and must. But there is nothing like the body of Christ joining together, declaring the goodness of our Heavenly Father, and declaring who He is.
Amen.
You may be seated. We may be doing some things a little different tonight, but I want you to, I believe you ought to mark down the date today.
Amen.
There's a new thing. Yeah. We're not doing an add-on, or we're not fixing it up. But God is doing a brand new thing in the earth today. He is moving by His Spirit.
That's right.
And tonight I just want to talk about the unleashing that has taken place and what God is doing, not about to do, He is doing, and what He has already accomplished. You have everything you need in Christ. Listen to me. You are not lacking any good thing. You're not lacking any gifts. You're not lacking any power. You're not lacking any authority. He has given it all. And Jesus, remember when Jesus said that I am the light of the world? And then He goes on to make a statement. Now you are the light of the world. Amen. And we are His ambassadors of, you know, I have to say, of His kingdom. I am kingdom-minded. We have been living in the kingdoms of this world way too long. And there needs to be an unleashing that takes place this very, very night. An unleashing. We need to see the kingdom of God begin to be manifested in a mighty way. And before I go any further, we left on this trip to come down here, and we got a phone call last night with a tremendous miracle you got to hear. We were just so excited, and I'm going to ask Dale to come and just to share this. I'm so excited about what God is doing, and God gave us this phone call because of what is going to take place tonight.
What I'm about to share, the unleashing of the great decision and what happens.
Amen.
But we've gone to know this gentleman by the name of Carl, and he had come into our church realm through a program, a ministry he started called Dot to Dot Ministries, where he connects people with food from overruns and excesses from grocery stores and food suppliers, and he brings it out to different churches and so forth as far as outreach ministries.
Thank you.
But he came in contact with us because we started our own ministry in our church. And he is almost 80 years old, and the man runs circles around me. I'm only 58. So to say the least, he is a very energetic older man. But he had, for many years, heart issues. He suffered, I don't know how many years ago, a heart attack. And ensuing, discovered that he had AFib. Many of you know what AFib is, but it's irregular heartbeats where your heart races sometimes and can develop into a serious situation. He knew this, understood this, and over the years, I would say, from what I understood from him maybe about 15 years ago, he was told by his physician that he had to have a transplant. And after much discussion with his wife and family, everything, and he just felt led that that wasn't supposed to happen. And so he had another couple of heart attacks. The doctor insisted, it's not an option, you need a transplant. He refused, continued on about his life, serving the Lord, through his ministry, and so forth. He had shared about a month and a half ago, he said often when he feels the AFib kicking in or an attack coming on, he knows he has to take a day and just chill out, lay back, rest. He felt one coming on, but because of everything, his schedule and everything, he kept going. Well, needs to say, Sunday afternoon, shortly after he had been at church with us and all, he's sitting having a conversation with his wife on the sofa when suddenly he got hit in the chest, or say he said a thumb, and he passed out. Woke up a minute or two later with his wife, cell phone on one hand, trying to, you know, get him to come around, and he said, he realized, I think I just had another heart attack. He sat up, they didn't call the ambulance, they didn't, and he refused, being the stubborn man that he is, he refused his wife to allow his wife to call the doctor and so forth. Rested a day or so, started back into his routine, but just never quite felt right. So it just felt like things had slowed down a little bit. So finally, unbeknownst to us, we have been in close contact with him because of the food ministry, he contacted his heart doctor and had an appointment scheduled for yesterday afternoon. Now, we were unaware of this because we were down here, and he had not shared this with us prior to that. Part of the thing was, when he shared with my wife and I his heart attack a month ago, I had shared it with Pastor Lisa. She was bringing the message the following week, and she said, we are going to have, at the end of the service, a time of intercessory prayer.
Amen.
For Carl.
Yes.
Because he means that much to us. We brought him up, and there was a couple others that we prayed for, but primarily we focused on Carl. And we've been praying about the situation for him since that. My daughter is covering and managing our food ministry for us while we're down here. And she called us last evening. And now my wife answered her phone, said, hell, what's going on? She said, what's wrong? And then apparently my daughter puts Carl on the phone, and she says, hold on. And she put it on speakerphone. And we come to find Carl saying about that she had this appointment yesterday afternoon with his heart doctor. They ran ETGs, did some other tests, he said, and everything. Doctor come in afterwards, and I had three other doctors that are in internship with me, or underneath me, and are studying underneath me. Would you mind if I bring them in? Carl said he's a little puzzled. He said, yeah. Okay, you know, I don't have a problem with it. He said, do you mind when I bring them in that I pull up your heart history and also pull up the EKG? He said, no, he said, I don't really have anything to hide. But he said, whatever. He said, whatever you feel you need to do. He said, I'm great with it. Doctor brought in the other doctors, pulled up his heart history. He said, I want you to take a minute and look at this. And then he pulled up the EKG. Now, if any of you know about AFib stuff, it is a permanent thing in your life. They can give you medications to help regulate it, so forth, but it's not something that can be healed until the rate of issue.
Amen.
Amen. He told us yesterday evening when he called at the end of that, that his heart was in perfect rhythm. The first thing the doctor said, looked at him, and said, you're a religious man, aren't you? He said, amen. He said, I'm a believer in God. He said, I'm a born-again Christian. He said, the Lord's my Savior. And he said, yeah. He said, I know, because it's the only way that could ever happen. Wow. Is that the fact that his heart is in perfect rhythm, the doctor said, no more medication for you? He said,
you're good. Let him know how great you are.
Bring her heart back to the way it should be. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
never
Jesus.
To reach out.
Hallelujah.
Thank praise you, Lord.
When we began this conference, we were looking for a title that we thought would be appropriate for what God was going to do after such a long time separated.
Yes.
And we came up with Unleash.
Amen.
And I thought it was a tremendous title, and I went into the scripture immediately. God gave me a scripture, and as I started studying the scripture, God started doing a number on me.
Amen.
To bring some change into my life. And I'd like to share the scripture that he has taken me to. And I have read this scripture. You know this scripture. You probably preached on this many, many times. But it comes out of the book of Acts chapter 16. And it was with Paul and Silas when they had been preaching the gospel. And then in Acts chapter 16, around 22, it says, the crowd joined in attacking them. From preaching, when they were preaching, and they attacked them. And the magistrates tore their garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering that the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, now, I want you to get this picture because I want to tell you what leashes are. They are material to control. Mm-hmm. To control your movement, to control your ability to move,
yes.
Control your emotions and all of those things. It is a leash is something to bring control and manipulation.
Yes.
To control and to manipulate. And so they put these chains on them to keep them in the inner prison to control their movement. They are fastened against this wall in the inner prison. And instead of complaining like most of us would have done that my back hurts, they beat me for no reason. God, why would you let this happen to me when I was preaching your word? When I was doing your will, and now this has happened, woe is me. But instead of that, full of the Holy Spirit, Paul and Silas began to worship and to pray and to give thanks. Were they giving thanks for the pain? No, they were giving thanks that God would count them worthy to be beaten for him. Now that is not in our thinking.
That's right.
But anyhow, what I wanted to say, what God was showing me, that praise and worship, let's go on, praise and worship will break those chains.
Amen.
Or those leashes that are hanging on to us. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to go to God, and the prisons were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. The ground begins to shake when the saints of God begin to worship and praise, and Satan runs.
Oh, yes.
It's time we understand some truths and some facts about the kingdom of God. We no longer have protection on our back because we were never intended to run from Satan. We are the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven and have been given a command and authority to bind and to loosen on earth. On earth.
Amen. Amen.
And then it goes on to say, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailers woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Suddenly that the there was a great earthquake so that the foundation shook, and a jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Amen.
There was a demonstration of the power of God. And what this demonstration caused was an earthquake, and then the chains all fell off, and there was an unleashing of their bodies. But they stayed right there. They had nowhere to go. And I was so excited about this, and I was going to preach a sermon on us worshiping and praising and breaking loose when God stopped me.
Come on. It's okay.
And I began to understand what God was trying to say, and that's why I say, from here on, there's a new day and a new move of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We have so many pet scriptures that we quote that we do not believe.
Oh, share it.
Or that we have unbelief.
Yeah.
Let me quote one of them that I hear all the time. And it is absolutely true because God tells us, "Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world." What do we do the first time there's bad news? What do? We question what is going on. We just come out of this COVID, whatever it is. Where were we as the body of Christ? Were we overcoming it by the power of God? Were we following the systems of this world? I'm not here to criticize that. All I'm here to say is what God began to tell me.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
God began to say to me, "You know, it's nice if you're unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize where the Holy Spirit dwells."
That's right.
Amen.
He was poured out upon the earth. Yes. How many of you are born again here?
Yes.
I believe everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes, Lord.
He poured out his Spirit.
Yes, he did.
And he says, "You are the light." Then he goes on to say that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We are the temple of God. Yes. The temple is where he dwells.
Yes.
Where he lives.
Yeah.
I am here to say God said to me, "Unleash me on your inside."
Amen. Amen.
Can God be leashed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we leash God?
Yes, we
the
can.
Bible says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God."
Yes.
Do not grieve him. If we have Christ, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it'll change your mortal body.
Yes,
it'll quicken your mortal body.
Yes,
and that power of Christ is inside of you. We sang songs about the kingdom of God. Do I believe I am living in the kingdom of God on planet Earth in 2023?
Yes.
The kingdom of God is not coming to Earth. It is here.
Yes.
It is here. It is here. Why do we not see? You know, I want to ask this question. How many are satisfied with where you are in the move of God?
No.
How many of you believe that the kingdom of God is at its fullness and this is as good as it's going to get? But I believe that the whole earth is going to see the glory of our Father. And I believe that his kingdom is established on planet Earth. I believe that Jesus is King of heaven and in earth, and all authority, all power has been given to you. To him. And he is dwelling inside of you and he's living inside of me. I hear the Holy Spirit say, "Unleash me to do my work."
Yes.
Yes.
Unleash me on the inside.
Yes.
How do we leash them? Unbelief. And I had scriptures. I just believe it. You check it out. I'm not going to take the time to give you all the scriptures, but on the inside of you is the power of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Either that is true, Either I am the temple of the Holy Ghost, either God lives inside of me, or I can't trust his word. Does he not say these things? Does he not tell us? Does he not? Paul and Silas were worshiping God. They weren't concerned about the beating they had taken. They knew who they were. They knew what filled them. It is time that we quit leasing so we can control how much of the Holy Spirit is released. Satan works through people.
That's right.
Yes.
We hear about it on the news.
we
hear about the shootings in the universities.
Yes.
We hear about all of that. That is a demonstration of the spirit of Satan at work.
Yes.
How does he work? Through people.
Yes.
Right. Amen?
Yes.
How does God work on planet Earth? I read in the scriptures where the children of Israel were crying out to God, and God says, I have heard their cries, and I have come down to you, Moses. Hello? I want to say to you, God has heard the cries of this world and the earth crying out. Do you know that the earth cries out? The blood cries out from the earth. And God hears that, and he says, I have come down, and I have imparted myself in my temple. In my temple,
yes, Lord.
And then I put a leash on it to control it because it has to fit what I am accustomed to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It has to fit, don't anyone stone me, into my denominational setting.
Come on.
No.
It has to fit into my experience.
No.
We never were slain like that. That can't be God. How can God use a vessel that looks like that? We have become judges of the moving of the Holy Spirit, and we have grieved the Holy Spirit of God. And we have hooked the leash and fastened him to the wall. He will not force us to release him. Tonight, he is saying, release me, release me, unleash me, and let me do what I have come to do on planet Earth. He has given the earth to the sons of men. He has given this earth to us. And he has come and he has made us new. He sent his son. Jesus has come to this earth and made us a brand new creation.
Yes.
His blood paid for all our sin.
Yes.
His blood covered us. Then on top of all of that, he sent his Holy Spirit.
Oh,
and that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. It dwells within you.
Yes.
That power that overcame death, hell, and the grave. That power that worked miracles. That power that can move a mountain from one place to the other.
Amen.
If you will only believe and have faith in who he is and the work that he has accomplished.
Hallelujah.
He says, unleash me.
Yes.
Unleash me tonight. Take off my restraints.
Yes.
Don't be my judge.
Amen.
Oh, I don't want to be the judge of God.
That's right.
I don't want to judge how the Holy Spirit does something.
How he moves.
Hello? Who am I to tell the Holy Spirit how to work his miracles? Who am I to say how he's to establish his kingdom? Who am I to say how someone should respond when they're overshadowed with the power of the Almighty God?
Yeah.
God.
Yes. Amen.
We have leashed the Holy Spirit inside of us. The Bible says, Jesus said, nothing will be impossible to you who have faith and believe.
Amen.
We chain him when we doubt him, when we don't believe his word.
That's right.
And not only believe, We must act upon our belief and our faith.
Yes.
We must perform the miracles that God wants to accomplish. You are the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. Heaven has come down. We sang it in a song tonight. I could have jumped off my while I was standing, but I could have jumped anyhow. Heaven has come down. He brought heaven down. It is here. It is not a time to come. We are the children.
Yes.
We are the sons of the Most High God. And the same Spirit that was in His Son Jesus now lives inside of each and every one. I do not want Him leashed to my walls and to my understandings. I want to have the mind of Christ. I want my mind renewed with the mind of Christ. And I want to do the work of the kingdom.
Amen.
I must lay aside my own desires.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says we must die daily to ourselves. We get up in the morning. Who are we getting up to? Are we getting up to our agenda? Or are we getting up to the agenda of God and His kingdom? Are we rising up in the morning ready to say, God, here I am. Holy Spirit, take me where you want to go. Say what you want to say through me. Oh, and from now on, no more, I'll pray for you later. You ran in the middle of the street. You lay hands on them and watch the Holy Spirit begin to do the work and to move, and we'll see miracles. Everywhere Jesus went, it says there was not just a few miracles, there was not just a few healings. The only time, listen to me, the only time I read in Scripture about He could only do a few miracles was when the people began to say, now wait a minute. Don't we know His mother Mary? Don't we know His brothers and sisters? Isn't this the boy that, you know, came? Don't we remember Him playing in the dirt? Don't we remember Him in the carpenter shop? Who does He think He is? Where did He get this kind of wisdom? Friends, have we said that about each other? Have we said that about each other? How can they have that type of ministry? One of the things that also fastens a leash to the Holy Spirit is our comparing ourselves one to another.
Right on.
Right on.
Comparing. Murmuring.
Yes.
Complaining. Rejoicing and worship is loosening the leash, not so we can go free, but so the Holy Spirit can go free in us to the world. The world is looking for a manifestation of God. And another thing I'd like to share real quick. When I was thinking about those things, this came to my mind. How many know that God is everywhere? He's everywhere. He's totally everywhere. There's a religious word for that. Who knows the word?
Omnipresent.
He's omnipresent. He's omnipresent.
Amen.
He's here, right in our midst. He's omnipresent. But do you know there's another type of presence? I know He's everywhere all the time. But what happened to Jesus when He went up to the mountain and He took a couple of His real close buddies along and He got really into the presence of His Father? His face began to glow. Moses, when he went up on the mountain, and he got so close to God and he got in His presence, he had to put a veil over his face and over his head. They couldn't stand to look at the face of Moses. I want to tell you, we need to get into that type of a presence with our Father so we understand and we realize what God really wants to do. Jesus there was ministered to, and he went from that place, and he just, anybody that came close to Him was going to get healed. You know, the disciples and the apostles, that their shadow went over them and they were healed. I don't want to hear another person tell me that ended with the apostles. I want to tell you, the Bible says that of his kingdom there shall never be an end. It is growing. It is multiplied. It is now at a place that we are tired of seeing the world going in the direction it is going. And we say, God, when are you going to do something? He said, when you release me, set me free. because he's working through each and every one of us.
That's right.
The body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia, if you will, must realize that the Holy Spirit is just yearning to be released out of us, yearning to come forth and do the miracles. We are praying, God, do miracles. He said, I have given you the Spirit and the power. If you will only believe, if you will only release me, release me and set me free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I think there was an old song like that. Release me and set me free. You say, oh, we can't do that to the Holy Spirit. We can grieve him.
That's right.
We can cause him to be powerless. Jesus said, I couldn't do many miracles because of that. That's the Son of God can't because of the unbelief.
Right.
I was praying and I said, God, everyone in this room tonight, everyone in this room tonight has the King of Kings, the Spirit of God living inside of them. And that Holy Spirit that's living inside of him is just eager and is waiting to be cut free from all our restrictions that we have put on him. Oh, it can't be happening in that church, or it can't be happening in colleges. It can't be happening over there. Can it happen in you?
Amen.
Amen. Let us tonight recognize we must set the Holy Spirit free to work in our communities, in our workplace. If we are going to see the scripture fulfilled, that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, then the ambassadors of Christ must begin to demonstrate the kingdom of God on earth, and that people will fall, as the scripture says, what must I, they will come to you and say, what must I do to be saved? What? Oh, they would recognize the miracles. They recognize the miracles. They recognize the power of the kingdom. They recognize that Satan was no competition at all.
That's right.
They cast out demons.
Amen.
Hey, come on.
Man.
Am I okay?
Hey, keep on. You're going to make something out of yourself.
That's good, buddy.
Glory to God.
I heard the Lord say, if they will set me free, watch what I will do. If they will take their hands off, if they will believe, just believe, just believe, just believe my word. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He's not going to move if we keep him chained fast. We must unleash the Holy Spirit that he has given us. And he will do things that you will not understand.
Amen.
I think his ways are beyond our understanding. But he will accomplish them.
Right.
He will do them. He will turn this world upside down once again.
Yes.
He did it. We see these moves in revivals. I want to caution this. We see moves in revivals and then we ask for that revival to take place. Why did it cease? Why did it cease? Man began to try to control and to manipulate the move of God, and they leashed the Holy Spirit so he was not free to move and accomplish his purposes. This time, it's going to be different.
Amen.
Why? We are tired of seeing Satan running the world we live in. I am tired of seeing the enemy running the world I live in.
Yes.
Now, everyone relax. This is not a Democrat or a Republican problem.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Our government will never fix what needs to be fixed.
Never.
The kingdom of God will set people free, and they will have no desire to go back to those things.
That's right.
May I step on some toes?
Yes.
I want to step on some toes. How many that call themselves Christians are looking for Satan to just totally take over the earth?
No one.
To the point that they're saying, well, it has to be that way because Jesus is coming back soon.
Never.
I know I'm on thin ice, so I'll be careful. I don't believe that. I believe this is God's earth.
Amen.
I believe God created this earth.
Yes, yes.
I think the problem is not God, and it's not the Holy Spirit. It's not a timing that it has to get worse. It's not a time that it has to get worse.
That's right.
God clearly wants to do more than what he was able or allowed to do because of leashing forces at work in people. We have leashed him of unbelief. One of the other things that Jesus teaches, we as believers must lay down every ounce, every string of unforgiveness, because the Holy Spirit cannot work in us while we are unforgiving.
Right.
The Bible says that if we will not forgive, then he cannot forgive us. Yes or no?
Yes.
So when we are unforgiving, when we are full of vengeance, when we are full of hatred, when we are full of those things, and that's scriptural. You can look up the scriptures. I have them written down, but I'm saving some time tonight. When those things are, every time we are in them, we are taking a leash and pulling the Holy Spirit back. Now, I want to draw a picture real quick. If you have a dog, you have a dog?
Yes.
What are the ordinances? Every dog has to be
leashed.
Why?
Control.
Control it. It'll do what you tell it to do.
Yeah.
It can't run out ahead of you. It can't take off. Are in love with that child.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we speak life over that child and protection over that child in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We put that leash on that dog so we can control it.
Thank you.
I want you to picture that is what we are doing to the Holy Spirit when we box him into our understanding. When we box him into our experiences, how many of us have quit really believing in healing because we have prayed and somebody didn't get healed? It is an experience that we have to maybe not understand, but we got to get over it.
That's right.
Yes.
We got to, and then we put a leash on him. So we don't want that dog to run off. We don't want that dog to go further than we wanted to. We want to control what the dog does. Now, I'm not talking about dogs anymore. I'm talking about you and I. We do these things unknowingly and unwillingly, but it does the same thing to the Holy Spirit and the power of the living God when we put that leash around it and say, so far, but no further.
Yeah.
I believe that you fill me with your spirit, but I'm not sure about that praying in tongues thing. I believe in the Holy Spirit, but I don't know about that devil thing. Casting that devil out. And then we begin to teach that you better be careful. Don't upset the devil. You know those teachings are out there.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, don't wake that sleeping giant. What are you saying? Yeah. You are putting a leash on the Holy Ghost. And you are pulling the Holy Ghost back. Mm-hmm. We do that to a dog that sees something. You know, You let that dog off that leash and say, sing him! That dog will take off right after the target. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, sick him! Sick him! Sick that foul spirit.
Yes.
Sick that sickness.
Yes.
Cancer, sick him!
Yes.
The Bible says what we loose on earth.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
What do we want loosed in heaven? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let us loose the Holy Spirit tonight. Yes. Let us take our restraints off. Let him do something outside of the way I'm accustomed to seeing. Let him out of your box tonight. Let the Holy Spirit use you in a way that he has never done before. Permit him to challenge your thinking, your comfort zones. The Holy Spirit has the command of the Father to bring this earth under his lordship. And he works through you and I. The world is in its condition because we have chained the Holy Ghost fast with our thinking, with our experiences, with our failures. Tonight, he says that we are to die to ourselves. Let's kill that old nature. Let's kill that old man. Holy Spirit, do a miracle in me. Cut every leash loose. I loose it in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, change my thinking. Change my boundaries. Stretch me, O Lord, that I might accomplish what you have for me to do. Let me tell you, I had seen this. I haven't really understood this till I was studying this, and I was going to preach a whole sermon on how praise and worship will cut your leash. But I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit said to me, you just go ahead and do that, and you'll cut my leash. You will cut me free to move in the midst of worship and praise. Let me tell you, I believe from the bottom of my heart, if we will just continue to worship God, if we will exalt his name higher and higher and higher and higher and declare who he is over this earth without being ashamed of what we're saying or doing, and we begin to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When we begin to speak against the Satan at work, he will flee from you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are the ambassadors of heaven. You have been ordained and called by God to bring his kingdom to provision on this earth. And no power in hell can stop you. We must break out of our comfort zone. What we're accustomed to. Where we have locked him in. Oh, I want to tell you, when you begin to praise and worship God and the Holy Spirit begins to move, I declare to you, in the midst of worship, oh, the people who have cancer are going to be healed. Yes. You're going to see cancer just totally destroyed, not because of research, but the power of the living God. Because his name is exalted. Because he is lifted up. I believe God is saying tonight, you want to crush the epidemic of overdoses in America? Sick the enemy. Sick Satan.
Yes.
Go after him. It's time. Satan is afraid of you like he's afraid of Jesus.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit wants to operate outside of the box of what you are familiar with.
That's right.
It is scary. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. After he moves in you, and this is what he will do. He will move in you. And when you start to think about what it must have looked like when he hit you, when he moved in you, What did I look like? What did I do?
Yeah.
And what did people think? And the moment you do that, you put your leash back over the wall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
I have yet to see someone laying in a casket that was dead care about what you think. Just doesn't care what you think. The Bible says we are to be dead to ourselves.
That's right.
And alive to Christ.
Amen.
And I could say, right about this time, what do they think of me tonight? What do they think? You are out of your ever-living mind. And I would say, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I have left my mind, and I have taken on the mind of Christ with his abilities, with his power, with his anointing. You are here not by accident
That's
or coincidence.
Right.
You are
Come
here
on.
As the called
That's
and
right.
anointed of God That's to deliver right. the kingdom of heaven Woo! On planet Earth.
Yes.
And by demonstration,
yes.
it's not with enticing words. I don't know any of them. But I do know the power of the Spirit. And I release to you tonight the power of the Holy Ghost
yes.
that is living inside
yes.
of you.
Yes.
That you stir up the gifts that are within you. That you stir it up. Cut the chain. Cut the leash tonight. Cut the leash tonight. I am going to be unleashed. And if you don't like how I act, that is your problem. So tomorrow I'll be looking for a new job.
No, sir.
I'm just kidding. Listen, this is serious stuff.
Yes, it is. Very serious. Yes.
There's a dying world
yes.
is waiting
yes. needs us.
For you
That's right.
to trust
That's right.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Why? It is the hope of his glory.
Yes.
It is the hope of his glory. It is his plan. It is his purpose.
Amen.
He is patiently waiting, but the time has come. We have so much knowledge and information. There are things in the Bible that God says that man cannot even imagine that he has in store for us who love him and who will serve him, who will release his Holy Spirit. You cannot imagine what he's doing. He is establishing a kingdom that is righteousness, peace, and joy. And he's releasing it on planet Earth. He's removing the bitterness, the resentments, the things that have been hurting the people. And listen to me. It is the soul that is starving
That's right.
for the work of God.
That's right.
The spirit can be alive, but our souls, the real us on the inside needs to be healed. Tonight, soul, you be healed in the name of Jesus. You be healed. Sin no longer.
Amen.
You know, we were talking about revival. And I just said this because it just came out. I said, we have prayed for revival.
Mm-hmm.
We have sought for revival.
Mm-hmm.
We repented for revival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Repented. Amen?
Yes.
Now let me say, release.
Yes.
For he forgave you of your sin. He has washed your sin as if it had never happened.
That's
he has cleansed you by his precious blood. He has filled you with the Holy Spirit. I remember as a young man, I had done something that I'm not getting into the something. But it just bothered me over and over and over. And as I went into the ministry, this kept bothering me. And one day I was at the altar and I was praying, God, forgive me. And I heard only twice in my life the audible voice of God. And he said, for what? I forgave
Come
you
on.
The first time.
Yeah.
Now you forgive yourself and move on.
Yeah.
Move on. Let the guilt play. Let that that guilt lay, let that, what am I, shame, let it lay.
Yeah.
It's not you anymore.
Yeah.
I made you a brand new creation.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's washed away your sin.
Yes.
He's filled you with his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy cause you to leash the Holy Spirit in your life.
Amen.
You have been called to be a miracle working.
Yes.
Amen.
You are called to be a miracle worker.
Amen.
He doesn't send us halfway around the world so we can preach an enticing word.
That's right.
He sends us around the world so we can do the work of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Set the captives free. He doesn't say pray that the captives go free. He said set the captives free.
Yes.
Set them free.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit inside of you. I am not taking anything away. Somebody just said that. You're thinking, I'm saying, we're taking Christ out of that. We are not. We are releasing the Spirit within us to do the work.
That's right.
He does not dwell in the trees. He does not dwell in the grass. Even though he's everywhere, he does not use the trees to do his work.
That's right.
Come on.
He does not use the animals to do his work. He has chosen you and I, his creation, to do the work of his kingdom. Whoa, God. I wouldn't have picked me, Lord, but I know you did.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I do not want to leave this world and stand before my Creator.
That's right.
And he said, do you know what I would have done through you had you released my Spirit?
Yes.
Amen.
Do you know what I would have accomplished? Do you know how many of those who are caught in addictions and can't find wholeness of their hearts I would have healed had you released me?
Yes.
It's true. Very true. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Tonight, what do you say? I want more of the Holy Spirit to be released in me than has to this point.
Yes.
And God, if that means I got to get on my face and cut off some unforgiveness and some bitterness and some unbelief, and Father, if you got to take some of my the things that have happened and I question, God, I give them all to you. But God, whatever you do, I want to free you to move through me as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. God, I want to see not only a miracle here. I love the testimony, but you know, that's just not enough for me. I know some other people that need a miracle. I know God cares about them. And I'm saying, God, I release you. And then I have to let him work through me.
Yes. Right. Amen.
You are called. Tonight you are called as the ambassadors of King Jesus.
Yes. Thank you,
to
Lord.
Listen to me. To prepare the earth for his return.
Amen.
And when he comes, he will find the earth as the kingdom of heaven is.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you hit your clock. I don't even know what time it is. I've been unleashed. I want you to take a moment. And I want you, you know, there's something very important about the words that you say.
Yes, there is.
That's very true.
Very important. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
It is.
I want you to say out loud with me, I want more of your Spirit, Lord.
I want more of your Spirit, Lord.
I want to release you.
I want to release you.
To use me as you desire.
To use me as you desire.
Not my will, but thy will be done.
Not my will, but thy will be done.
Pray.
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 Pray. praise your holy name.
Praise your holy name.
I lift up the name of Jesus.
I lift up the name of Jesus.
I give praise to you, King Jesus. I worship the name of Jesus. He is my King. He is my Lord. He is my deliverer. He lives inside of me. I am a child of the Most High God. I belong in the family of God. For releasing us for your work. Unleashing you, Holy Spirit, to work in this place tonight.
Yes.
Sickness, you go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt be broken off right now in the name of Jesus. Addictions that have to go in the name of Jesus. In the authority of Christ. King Jesus is on the throne. I bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise
listen
the Lord.
To me. If we will lift our voice, if we will just raise a praise and a worship, if you have the gift of tongues, just pray in tongues. Whatever you have to do. But you hear God. You listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what He's telling you to do. Move out in faith. It doesn't have to come from the blackboard ministry at the front. It can happen in you. You release the Holy Spirit of God in you.
For too long I've been trampled underfoot.
Amen.
For too long I've been set aside for religious agendas. Too many trying to be politically correct. Please, man. Well, I say to you tonight, you please me. When you let me do what I want to do. Never again. Never again. Shall you quench me to please a human. But I declare over you that my anointing is strong and rising. And these are the last days. But I'm telling you, my bride will dance with great joy.
Amen.
My church will rise up with great joy.
Amen.
And a strength that comes from the Spirit of God. And you'll go down with joy and be led forth with peace. Hallelujah. And the mountains and the hills will break forth before you. Because I've anointed you to these to take my word to the nations.
Yes.
And not to take them a substitute message, but to take them my word. Open your mouth and declare my word, and I'll settle it. I said, I'll settle it, says the Lord, if you'll declare my word. If you declare yours, you'll have to settle it. But if you declare my word, I'll settle it. And I'll back you up. My force will be the force to be reckoned with. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout glory. Hallelujah.
Gene, when you were saying that a while ago about being out of someone's mind. Yeah. You're out of your mind for doing that. I have a friend that in Mexico, and I'll just be honest with you, he's raised, I'm just going to say, a lot of people from the dead. Many people from the dead. He said the reason we can do that is because there's no doctors. There's no hospitals.
Wow.
He said, so he said they'll die and lay around 2 or 3 days until we can get to them and we'll raise them up. And he said, when he was here preaching, he says, you say you out of your mind. And he leaned in that pulpit and he looked out across this congregation. He says, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just out of yours. He said, you can't think like I think.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Unleashed.
Amen.
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 We're going to receive an offering tonight. And you're going to make your check payable to GCMF. I believe there's envelopes that have the ability that you can give by card that they'll give you. And so, ushers, if you'll just look, if you need a card, if you need an envelope to give by credit card, raise your hand and get your card. If you need an envelope. If you need a, yeah. If you need to give by card,
Or cash.
Yeah, or cash too. You don't have to have an envelope, you can give check. But all this is GCMF. This is not Work Life. It's GCMF. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll give you a minute to fill that out. So when we're done here, our Helps Ministry has a delightful meal ready for you. It's Cuban night in Bartow, Florida.
Gloria a Dios.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I think there's some picadillo. I think there's some Cuban bread. I think there's some rice. What? Oh, that's right. Debbie, do you want to do this? I thought I was receiving the offering. Oh, but I unleashed myself into your realm. So I let my wife tell you about that. Where's your heart? Yeah. This is my wife and who I'm proud of. Bless.
Looking around to see if our North and South Carolina delegation has shown up. That's what I thought. Yeah, you arrived. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know California made it.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah. California made it. Oh,
the fire's here.
And I know Pennsylvania
made
it. Yes. How about Baltimore?
We're here. Amen.
Wow. How about Canada?
Hey!
Yeah. Yes, it must be the long one from Canada. Yeah. How about Ghana?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Florida? Yeah. Did I miss anybody?
Miss Vermont.
Oh, I can't believe I missed Andrew and Debbie from Vermont. Woo-hoo. Oh, and I missed Minnesota. Minnesota. Well, we are very...
Michigan.
There's somebody here from Michigan?
Yeah.
Somebody's here from Michigan.
Laverne.
Oh, Laverne. Okay. Welcome. Okay, I didn't get it all right. But we want you to feel welcome. I realize it's the first day, and if you've been traveling today, that you're probably bone tired and weary. I understand that. But we prepared a meal for you. And whenever I've gone to any other convocation, the host church gets to provide at least one ethnic meal, is what I'm going to call it. And that's going to be our fish fry tomorrow. But that's going to be because in our area of Florida, when we eat fish, we eat grits.
All right.
And you're not going to be forced to eat grits. But for people that don't like fish, we have other alternatives there But we can't imagine people not liking fish. But tonight, and I realize that you're tired, I know that, we have a great Cuban influence on our area as far as food. So tonight, the wonderful event team have chosen picadillo. So I'll explain to you about Cuban food. It is not hot, it's not spicy, or we don't think so. And there's beans and rice and Cuban bread, Cuban sandwiches, and there's always at every meal going to be a vegan. I can't even say it right. A vegan alternative. There's always going to be salad, and there's going. You're in Polk County now, so there's always going to be something called iced tea. Okay, not hot tea. You're welcome to that too. We have something called iced tea. We put ice in it, and it's sweet and unsweet, and some of us mix it. Okay? There's going to be water, orange juice, lemonade. At different meals, you're going to get tired of strawberries because we're in strawberry season right now. So, yeah. So, we want you to enjoy yourself, but if we didn't provide something for you, I need you to speak up. Everybody that has on a red lanyard, well, yeah, red one, you ask them if you need anything, and they'll come to me if they can't provide it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to be unsatisfied. If you say, I'm not ready to eat right now, I want to stay here, can you put some soaking music on? Yes, we can. Because I understand it. I understand why you want to do that. Okay? So I want you to feel free to do that. And the way we're going to do this is, pardon? Oh, are we still doing offering? I took it from you. I do that all the time. Okay. Benny and Ron, you may come forward and receive the offering. That's why I ask you to order the service. I'm the one that always messes it up. And I know in Pentecostal charismatic circles, the order of service is ridiculous. But it does help us some. But there's some of you I can see I haven't met. I'll have to get around to your table. And I hope that everyone that registered is going to fill out our form so we can have some fun tomorrow with our game, our Get Acquainted game. Glenda, is there anything about you that I don't know? There it is. Okay. Put it down. Some of you I've known many years. Think of something that I don't know about you. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We honor you.
Yes, we do.
Father, forgive us for trying to control you. You put the fire of the Holy Spirit in us, and we thought we weren't controlling you. But Lord, I see we were. Let us break out, even as we're eating tonight. The Holy Spirit, break out as we minister to each other, Lord. Bless this offering, everything that you need, wanting something paid for. Lord, thank you for your servants giving of what they have. And for those that it was a sacrifice to come, I pray a blessing on them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Miss Kathy, is that you? Is that Kate? Is it okay to dismiss?